AIDS victims and their advocates in El Salvador are challenging a controversial new law that lets employers test current and prospective employees for the AIDS virus. While it prohibits employers from firing HIV-positive workers, some say it could lead to discrimination against those with HIV. Catherine Elton reports from San Salvador.
Donald's Barbershop is located in San Salvador's biggest shopping mall. Painted in large black letters on a green wall is a sign telling customers that all the barbers here are screened regularly for HIV. Shop manager Carlos Kech says the store has had this policy in place for years. The client has a right to his safety. They want to come to a place that is hygienic and safe, where they aren't going to be infected with anything. Some say, that's why I come here, because you take this extra special care. AIDS victims and activists fear that policies like the one at Donald's will become more widespread. Activists say the legislation will contribute to workplace discrimination against the some 20,000 Salvadorans thought to carry the virus. Alexia Alvarado is the lead lawyer representing civic organizations attempting to challenge the measure approved last year. This is a violation of the rights of those with HIV. It is going to be more difficult for an HIV person to get a job. There is already a very difficult labor situation in this country. The law says employers cannot fire someone because they are HIV positive. But Alvarado and other activists don't feel this provision offers sufficient protection. In practice, once someone knows that someone is HIV positive, they are going to fire them. But they are not going to say it is because they are HIV positive. They are going to say he didn't do his work, or because he robbed something, or a series of reasons. While workplace testing does occur in other parts of the country, the International Labor Organization knows of no other country where this is openly sanctioned by law. In fact, many countries have laws prohibiting workplace testing. The measure's backers, however, say it seeks to improve workplace safety. Norman Quijano of the legislature's Health Committee authored the controversial article. I am a congressman working to defend the rights of all Salvadorans in general, not just those who are HIV positive. It's not true that they're going to start firing people here. That's not what the law says. Experts say the danger of contracting HIV in the workplace is remote. And activists say that instead of screening workers, employers should focus on beefing up workplace safety measures. Alex Gutierrez is HIV positive. He says he is thinking of trying to go to the United States as an undocumented migrant because he doubts he can find a job here. I thought maybe with a little luck, I'd find work. But now, before they approved this law, I had hope. But now with this, I don't see much of a future for me or the others. Activists have already submitted one case before the Supreme Court on grounds that the article violates privacy. This month, they're planning to file a series of cases claiming the article is discriminatory. For NPR News, I'm Catherine Elton in San Salvador, El Salvador.